This webcast is a service of SDPB. More information at sd.net.
Call the meeting of the South Dakota Public Utilities Commission to order. Today is July 15th. It's approximately 1:30. We're here for the rules making meeting as published as a public hearing to adopt rules. The reason for the adoption of the proposed rules, the effect of the rules, persons interested in presenting amendments, data, opinions, and arguments for or against the proposed rules may appear in person or telephonically at the hearing. After the hearing, the Public Utilities Commission will consider all written and oral comments it receives on the proposed rules. The Public Utilities Commission may modify or amend a proposed rule at that time to include or exclude matters that are described in this notice. The rules may be found at the Public Utility Commission's website. The rules as published, there are quite a few of them. I'm not going to read through all of them one by one. I will just simply put it out to any interested parties who are in the audience today, either telephonically or in person, if they have some concern, suggestion, or just simply want to make a statement about them. So we'll turn to the phone line first, since I see two barristers sitting in the audience who work for the PUC. I'll turn to the phone lines first, and we'll first check with Ms. Kara Semler with the South Dakota Telecommunications Association, SDTA. Sarah, are you with us?
I am here, Mr. Chairman.
Excellent. And I was about to say, why didn't you just walk across the street and meet with us so we could see your smiling face? And I was informed by Commissioner Nelson that it's a long walk from Washington, D.C. to Sioux Falls. Or excuse me, to Pierre.
Yes, I am in D.C. talking all the good talk about South Dakota here with our federal delegation.
Making life better for all of us, I assume. You filed some excellent concerns, and we'd like to hear more from you at this time. I think the information that you sent us is pretty much self-explanatory. However, you may want to nuance those a little bit.
Thank you for the opportunity to present. You know, I don't have any additional nuance to present. As you said, I hope the filing is self-explanatory. And my goal is not to suggest any major change from what the commission was already contemplating. The goal in my suggestions is to refine the proposed language a bit to mimic the language that the companies all are accustomed to looking at in federal law. But I don't think it changes the intent of the South Dakota rule.
And of course, we're referring to 20:10:33:27, reporting requirements when 911 service is disrupted or impaired, correct?
Correct. Yep, I made a filing on July 11th, and I stand by the contents of that filing.
Thank you very much. Any questions by any of the commissioners or staff? Staff wish to make any comments at this time? If not, the rule that SDTA member companies want to, completely rework seems to make a great deal of sense, and it's not something we can do at this time. So we will leave that for more work to be done later. Are there any suggestions, concerns, or information wished to be presented by the commissioners at this time? Hearing none, I believe we take no action other than to close the meeting. So if there is a motion. We cannot vote yet. You can vote, but it's not going to matter. So is there a motion?
Move to adjourn.
Thank you. Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Commissioner Nelson.
Aye.
Hanson votes aye. We are adjourned.